What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, Olivia called us on Friday, and all of us looked at her like, you know, you might be able to pull this off this weekend, maybe, but over the long run, no way.
Well, it sounds good on paper, and in your head, it's a great idea, but no.
How was it a great idea?
Well, in her head, it was a great idea. I mean, Wendy, she was getting the best of both worlds.
Wendy's like, I'm so tired of being single that two men sounds awesome.
Well, in her mind, it was a great idea. I mean, you have the guy you really like in Kennesaw, but you have convenience of guy in Midtown in his place, so it's closer to work.
Cha-ching.
All right, now refresh my memory again too, Olivia. Like, what was the mom component in this whole thing that you were using as the excuse?
My mother is going through a divorce. And so she needs a lot of moral support right now, and I'm going to be there half the time.
I gotcha.
So okay. you told each guy that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's built-in excuse now for the next couple of days, next couple of weeks, next couple of months. Sometimes
I think,
these divorces take
it'll
years.
Be a couple of months. I mean, she's really going through it, so.
Right. All right, so detail us the weekend. I mean, right from the start. So who do you make the move with first? Which part of town? How does it go? And then tell us about the second move also. I mean, this had to be sort of stressful. Like, you always kind of thinking I might get caught here.
You know, moving is always stressful. And this definitely added to the load. So on Saturday, a Kennesaw guy came over. And, you know, I told you last week that he was going to take all of my furniture. And I had a couple of really close girlfriends helping me on both days. And right in the middle of our move, Midtown guy calls.
Oh.
But I didn't take the call. I waited until, you know, we drove the van over to Kennesaw guy's house. And then I went to go get some McDonald's and called him back. And, you know, neither one of them on Saturday seemed like they had an inkling of what might be going on. And I left some stuff at the apartment, and I just told Kennesaw guy, this is on Saturday, you know, I'm just going to leave that stuff there and put it at my mother's house tomorrow when I come back to clean up the apartment so that I can get my deposit back, so that then, you know, I'll have some clothes at her house, and it'll be more convenient when I'm over there. And so I spent the night with Kennesaw guy on Saturday night, and that was great. And then Sunday, I went back to my apartment. Midtown guy came over, so did my two closest girlfriends, and we just cleaned the place up. And then, you know, Kennesaw guy called while I was with Midtown guy on Sunday, but once again, I just didn't take the call and waited until a moment when I could call him back.
I'd have to keep a journal.
Yes.
No. I'm exhausted.
Like, almost have to keep a note card in your wallet to, like, who you told what to.
Mm-hmm.
Review it before you walk in the house.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, my mom was great. I saw her today at lunch, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when they're calling, what do you tell them that you're doing?
Oh, you know, on Saturday, it was basically, like, waiting for the last people to come pick up their stuff that they bought on Craigslist. And on Sunday, you know, basically the bleach fumes were getting to me from how hard I was cleaning. So, you know, sorry it took me so long to call you back. I've really been scrubbing because my landlord is so strict.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned earlier about being out with friends and stuff. How are your friends on board with this? And have you had to coach them on what to do?
Only three of my closest friends know about this.
That's a good network. Yeah. That means only 180 people in Atlanta know about it. from them,
from
and then
the
then the people on the radio.
Right. Right.
I wouldn't say probably 180, but I would imagine 20.
Each.
But who knows? I have had to coach them a little bit, and my philosophy on all this is that less is more. You know, just leave any kind of details out. Just don't reveal basically anything when you're talking to either one of these guys at this point.
All right, let's walk a real fine line here when I ask you a really tacky question.
Okay.
Because generally the first night that you move in with somebody, it's something very special, okay? So were there two very special nights with two very special guys on different nights this weekend?
Yes. Mm. Yes, there were.
You
neat.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah, it was a great weekend.
Yeah.
And you don't feel dirty?
No, she was scrubbing with bleach.
Here is Melissa.
No, I don't.
Good morning, Melissa. Don't judge now. Why are you judging? You didn't even want to be on the radio twice.
I'm not judging.
Wendy, you're just upset because you can't even get one guy.
You're right. Actually, you're right. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to know, like you said, she has these very special moments with these guys. What if she gets pregnant? Is she going to know who the father is?
Oops.
How is she going to go about that?
She's going to raise the child in two different homes.
I mean, it's kind of a far-fetched question, but you haven't had a chance to think about that, have you?
No, I actually hadn't, but I'm taking precautions.
I just don't know what to say, because, it's fascinating because it's a woman trying to do this. We would harshly judge a guy doing the same thing. And, you know you're going to lose both of them once this gets out. So, are you prepared for that?
I know that I'll lose both of them once this gets out. It may not get out. I do imagine that it would be hard to keep this up for longer than a year, let's say.
A year would be eternity.
Knows?
Is there a chance that you will fall out of like with one of these guys and just break up with him and then move in with the one guy that you do dig more?
Yeah, I think that's a strong possibility.
Based on this weekend, would it be the Kennesaw guy or the Midtown guy?
It's too soon. I don't know. Why would I do this if I knew, They're both great. I guess if I really had to choose, I would want to say Kennesaw guy.
That's what you said on Friday, too.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
He's not the rich one.
He's broke.
Did you know that every dude that moved in with a woman at Kennesaw in Midtown is tracking his girlfriend this next week? Hey, Gabe, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
What's going down?
I'm just on my way. I'm driving my daughter to school, and this woman is just a lunatic, and she is really making me furious. I hope that they both find out, and she spends the rest of her miserable life alone. Ooh. That's what I hope. She's playing both of these guys, and it's just not right.
See, now you're looking at it from a negative point of view. Look at
yes, I am.
Look at it.
Yes, I am, certainly.
Look at the joy that she's bringing to two separate men. She's making, the effort that this woman is taking to make two men happy.
Yeah, give her a little credit, Gabe.
That's true. And she brought some joy to me because I'm cracking up driving down the road. So I guess it's all good.
Thanks for the call, man. Here's Claire. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, this is Claire. I just wanted to tell the girl, I don't know what her name is, that she's making a very, very huge mistake. Like, it's karma will come back and bite her in the ass. Like, seriously, she can't keep this up. Like, it's exhausting even lying to your parents about little stuff. But she's, going between houses with two guys. Like, there is no way she is not going to slip up, a week, and she's exhausted. She cannot give this up. If she likes a guy, if she likes one of them, she better, loses the other one and, stays with one, because she's going to lose both of them.
We had a guy on earlier this morning that tried to pull this move, and he said he was with both of them for 2 months.
2 months.
Which seemed to me like that's eternity.
Yeah.
2 months.
Now, Olivia, do you have a planner of which days you're spending the night at which guy's house?
No, I don't even know where I'm going to be tonight. So it's just kind of flying by the seat of my pants right now.
Is this because your mom is so emotional that anything can happen at any time? So you just...
That's exactly right.
Right.
It's whatever guy she likes for the day.
Hey, Joey, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is she asking me, is she telling both of these two guys she loves them? I mean, I can't see moving in with somebody unless I love them.
Have you said I love you to both these guys?
Yes, I have.
That's so wrong. If that was a guy doing that, y'all would be giving him a hard time big time.
Yeah, it's true. And there is a double standard here. They're totally
absolutely. Now, Olivia, let me ask a question. Is this the first time either one of them has lived with anybody?
Kennesaw guy, yes. Midtown guy, no.
Oh, you're going to crush this kid.
It's like a bigger hole. Horrible.
You're going to crush this guy.
You tell him you love him and this is the first time he's lived with anybody? Oh, horrible.
And you don't feel bad about any of it, do you?
Not yet, no.
You're going to crush this guy's heart. This is like one of his very first times he's ever been in love, and you're gonna crush this kid.
You guys are so judgmental.
Yeah, right. You're gonna have to be one that we check back with over the next couple of weeks, because I'm assuming this can't go longer than 2 weeks.
That's what I was gonna give it.
Right. I think a friend's gonna slip up. I'm sorry.
We'll see.
Too many people involved. Also,
too many people.
Fully, and the friends, like, it's not, even though it's a big small town. Like, it's going to happen that, you know, because you don't tell your three closest girlfriends and not have them. They've all talked to each other, which means two girls never talk one-on-one. There's always 11 other girls around.
And
so they all know.
And guys will protect each other from, I mean, you know, the guy code, whatever the hell that is. But girls don't, I mean,
Gabby. I'm only going to tell you this, but promise me you won't tell anybody,
right.
Okay? Right. This never happened.
Or somebody's going to have a conscience and say something to one of the guys.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.